We've seen quite a delay compared to usual in deciding whether to pass on the 25 basis point rate cut that was announced on Tuesday by the Reserve Bank. That led many people to think it wasn't going to be passed on. Why did ANZ then decide to go ahead and pass on the full cut?
Well, look, there's a lot of things we have to take into account making these decisions, and the RBA cash rate's just one of these. We have to look at the overall funding cost, where it's headed, but also looking at the state of the competitive environment and state of the economy. So having taken all that into account, we felt that on balance the best thing to do was to move by 25 basis points on this occasion, but I have to say it was a tough call.
Are you taking a margin hit by passing on the full 25 basis point rate cut?
Yes, we are.
Any idea how much?
Well, we've put a chart out today which shows that, you know, cumulatively it's about sort of 0.18 of margin contraction that we've started to suffer, and that's in some of the media that we put out today.
And over what period is that?
Well, that's you know, if we go back to the beginning of the whole global financial crisis, if you look at the cost of funds that's gone up over that time and the extent to which we've had other out-of-cycle rate increases, the net between the two is about 18 basis points shortfall.
So that's over the past, say,
three to four years.
You've also announced that you'll be announcing your interest rate pricing decisions on the second Friday of each month henceforth. What was the rationale behind that?
Well, it's because the point I was making about the RBA cash rate being a relatively small part of the overall picture, we just wanted to get out of being part of this exercise where the RBA announces things and everybody expects us to move the next instant. And, you know, the real world's not like that. We fund ourselves with various instruments, and the RBA cash rate's a pretty small part of the overall picture. So we're just trying to break the nexus here between RBA movements and what we do with pricing our variable loan book.
That does give you an almost two-week window, though, where your rates won't move down corresponding to any RBA rate cuts next year.
Or up.
And we're unlikely to see rate rises, though, in the short term.
Well, it's hard to know. These things do change pretty quickly. I think during the course of this year, as late as August, a lot of commentators were calling for rate rises, and they very quickly became rate reductions. So we're conscious that this can cut both ways.
So this is going to be a long-term policy for ANZ?
It's a long-term view that we just think we need to be very explicit that the RBA movements and our movements are not connected, and we need to make sure that message is clear to our customers, but also clear to the community.
Now, one of the things that will influence the cost of funds that you pay will be the outcome of the Euro Leaders Summit, which ends on Friday, European time. Are you concerned that announcing this cut ahead of that, if that doesn't work out well, you could be left significantly out of pocket?
Yeah, it is a risk, and obviously that's a risk we've had to factor in. So, I mean, our concern is obviously about Europe stabilising, because we're reliant on those markets getting operating again to be able to secure funding into next year. So it was a factor, but obviously in light of the intense public interest in this decision, we decided to go.
And just in terms of recent months, how much have you seen funding pressures rise on those overseas wholesale markets due to the European crisis?
Well, starting in August, funding markets got more difficult. That was when prices started to rise. But the last 6 or 8 weeks has probably been the most pronounced, and most of that 18 basis point shortfall that I spoke about earlier has arisen in the last 6 weeks.
I noticed that you also are passing on the full rate cut to small business borrowers.
Yes.
That has been an area that has, I mean, business groups have accused the major banks of neglecting their business customers.
Well, we're trying to grow our business bank, and we felt that moving the rate cuts through to small business was a pretty important step as well. In many ways, the flow through to the business sector is probably more important from keeping the overall economy moving, so we're very happy to do that.
But they haven't seen some of the previous rate cuts. They haven't seen as much benefit as home loan borrowers.
No, not consistently through that period, but that's kind of reflecting the overall market.
Is that reflective of risks?
Well, reflective of risks, but also the way in which the loan pricing for bigger businesses has moved. So while it's not as evident, there's been quite a margin expansion over several years in large commercial and corporate lending, and that's largely a market phenomenon as people have priced better for risk.